Mike V, East Coast Radio.
It's Mike V in for Stacey and Jay Spoor, 90 minutes to 5. Welcome along to your Wednesday afternoon. You have joined us at the opportune moment. Here's the deal. A day ago, we received a bunch of WhatsApps from people on the South Coast saying that there had been a visitor who arrived on their shores unexpectedly. Between Park Rhynie and Rocky Bay on the South Coast, an elephant seal arrived a couple of days ago, right? That was me, not a seal. I'm good. I'm not that good. Right, so the elephant seal arrived and was on the beach for about a day, and he was then apparently helped by some experts and then came back. He wanted to stay here. And I had so many questions about this, so I managed to, over the course of the last 18 or so hours, track the seal down, and they've given him a great name. His name is Rocky, because of Rocky Bay. Rocky Balboa, that's what they're calling him. Amazing, I know. The very, very good people at the South African Association for Marine Biological Research, SAMBR, who are hosted at Ushaka, they said, come along, come meet Rocky. He's here with us. We're looking after him right now. And let me tell you, I had expectations, but they were just completely blown out the water, because Rocky is the sweetest thing I think I've ever seen in my entire life. Imagine if you combined a fuzzy worm with a puppy. That's what Rocky looks like. He is majestic, and this is the moment I walked into Rocky's safe holding area.
Isn't he lovely?
Just so full of love. That special voice you're hearing belongs to Marlene Patha, who is one of the people taking good care of our friend Rocky. And this is how our conversation panned out as I stood and watched this beautiful creature just busy chilling out.
Right? He looks like a potato and his eyes are like flying swords.
Looks like a plush toy.
Yeah. So Rocky is here for a little bit of safekeeping.
How did he get here?
We had to relocate him. So initially when Rocky was first spotted, Rocky looked very comfortable. So we have an incredible SEAL team. Very qualified individuals who know exactly what to do in the terms of a stranding, right? So when the stranding note comes in, the first thing we do is we ask for pictures of the animal, because everybody usually stresses, like, it must do this, we must do that. But each team knows exactly what that animal needs, right? They've had 30, 40, 50 years working with animals. So with Rocky, the initial thing, if you look at Rocky, Rocky does not look like he's Mr. Meal. I don't know what you think, but...
He's a chunk. Rocky is not afraid of a second dinner.
Yeah, this guy's not eating salads, you know what I'm saying?
We're not body shaming him. It's all love. It's so cute. If you want to see Rocky, go look for yourself. Head on to East Coast Radio's Facebook page or our WhatsApp channel or Instagram. It's all up there right now, right? Just go to East Coast Radio socials. See me and Rocky hanging out. Yesterday on the show, we heard about this. A seal arrived on the South Coast from somewhere, maybe the Eastern Cape. Maybe he's a Xhosa seal from Xhosa who happened to get lost and ended up here in KZN. From somewhere, a seal arrived in our province at Rocky Bay. He was then rescued, taken by the brilliant experts of SAMBR, which is the South African Association for Marine Biology Research. They took him to Ushaka and they're keeping him safe there right now. People told us about this. I was like, I need to meet Rocky the seal. So I did. I went off to meet him, and let me tell you, he's a beautiful, slightly voluptuous figure. He's plump. He ain't missing no meals, but he's adorable. So what happens next? Is he going to be okay? We speak to Marlene Patha, who's looking after him, along with a fantastic team from SAMBR at Ushaka as we speak. And this is the detail.
So Rocky the Chunkster was initially on the beach. And then we watched him, and his condition was looked good. But the beach that he was on wasn't ideal. And then Rocky had to be relocated.
But now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I understand that seals are from the Western Cape for the most part. We have a couple in the Eastern Cape. I've seen seals in Gqeberha before, but how the heck did this seal get to KZN?
Man, Rocky was just adventuring and he got a little bit lost. It's not our first elephant seal, and we've gotten some wonderful species of seals along the coast that get lost. So what will happen with Rocky, I'm not quite sure if any decisions has been made, so I probably shouldn't speculate on that. And so we have to keep Rocky safe, so Rocky's here with us until the team decides where he'll be relocated to. Sometimes he has animals like this, like Rocky, will have to be driven down into the Eastern Cape and then go out on boats and ships and whatever vessel we're working with, and then be dropped off quite far off so that he can get back where he needs to be.
Okay, but he's safe for now and he's happy and all that good stuff. The remarkable thing is we got to hear a very, very unique sound, and you wouldn't normally hear this. This is the sound that a seal makes when it's docile, when it's chilling out, okay? You know the sound of a seal? That's one seal. This is a second sound, and it's very, very faint. So listen closely. Turn your radio up. This is the sound that a seal makes when it's chilling out. We heard this while talking to Rocky. That there, like the sound of a squeaky sneaker, is the sound that Rocky made. It's almost like a squeaky toy, same sort of sound. And that we got to hear that, which is very, very unique. So happy to share that with you from an amazing experience of meeting this fantastic creature, Rocky the Seal.
Mike V, East Coast Radio.